Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone has a very fun question to ask all of us. If you could have any celebrity owe you a personal favor, what celebrity would that be and what would the favor be?
Whoa. Wow. If I could have a celebrity owe me a personal favor. Well.
Yeah.
Currently, it's going to be Sonequa Martin-Green or it could be Patrick Stewart. I'm going to take either one of them.
Who is Sonequa Martin-Green?
Well, I know you don't know, but she's Captain Michael Burnham of the Starship Discovery. And, of course, you know Patrick Stewart. Those are the two Star Trek shows going on right now, and I would love to be on one of the shows. So if she was my friend, I'd be like, or if Patrick Stewart was my friend, either one of them, I'd go, okay, I would love to be on an episode because, man, I was so close to being on an episode, but Bob Rivers beat me out in the contest.
I can't give you a hard time about that because mine I'm going to have The Rock be the celebrity, and the favor is that he's got to put us in a match at WrestleMania.
Nice.
Like, might as well. Yeah. If I'm going to go, I might as well go big. If anyone can make it happen, WWE's going to listen to whatever The Rock says. Have you guys watched Young Rock, the show on NBC?
I watched a little bit of it. It looks pretty, it's a pretty cute show.
It's a pretty well done show, yeah. I enjoy it, and my wife is digging it, and you know, she's not a huge wrestling fan, but she's enjoying just like the backstory of The Rock. You just realize what a crazy life he lived, and just like, you know, when he talks about the struggles that he has, they put it in a very fun filter, but him and his family were going through some hard times like when he was growing up.
Oh, yeah. And the kid they got playing him, boy, you know, it's so important when you cast somebody in a role. And if you get a child that's just got some great charisma, and that kid is, he's adorable.
Well, and they have all different kids because they bounce around. Yeah, it sounds like you haven't watched.
Oh, so they got different aspects of his life. I haven't seen that much of it.
The whole show is just him constantly flashing back to certain points in his life. So it could be him in college. It could be him as a teenager. It could be him as a child. So it's been a lot of fun. And all the actors that they got playing The Rock do a great job.
Oh, wow, that's really trippy. You know what? I did not expect that because I only watched a little bit of it, and I thought, okay, we're going to just watch it. I don't know. I just thought we're going to watch that part of his life when they showed the first episode where he's watching his dad in the ring.
Yeah, at first I thought it was going to be like they're going to start at a young age and then kind of like just keep moving and moving, but they keep bouncing back and forth from him as a presidential candidate in the 2030s, which is how like the premise of the show is that he's running for president, doing a tell-all interview, and he's flashing back on past moments in his life.
So you know what's going to happen, Steve.
What's that?
Because every show jumps the shark, you know? So when this show is on for 7 seasons or whatever, then they're going to just do like the KFC Colonel. And they're just going to get a bunch of people playing The Rock who really could be anybody. Because they have nothing else to do to make it interesting, you know? And so they'll get anybody to play The Rock.
That kind of sounds fantastic, actually.
I wouldn't mind it, if like, say, Leslie Jones plays the 3-year-old Rock. You know, she just shows up. And
Leslie Jones?
You know, anybody. Like, that's what they have with the Colonel. They have anybody playing the Colonel. So that's what
could
be like.
Fair.
You know, it's just different parts of The Rock's life. You just get the most ridiculous people to play different parts of his life that they so don't belong in those parts. You know, like get a really young person to play The Rock at like 35.
I got to think that this show is probably, I don't know if they're going to have more than a couple seasons. Maybe they will, but like I don't know if it's a show that's going to have like legs for a long time. I think it'll be a fun show for while it lasts, though.
I'm with you. I'm watching Resident Alien, wondering like how people want to have shows on for a long time, and I'm thinking how long can they go with the premise besides before all of us lose interest, But I wonder about that, Steve. Like you're right, 2 seasons seems like that's all we want, but they usually want you to get 5 to 7.
And they should bring it back like how they used to do, like the miniseries, like where you just didn't have a 8 episodes and that was the show and it's done. Like the Flight Attendant, on HBO Max. I don't think they're coming back for a second season, are they?
They set it up like they could.
Okay, because I got the vibe that this was just like a mini series. And
did you
really like that.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know what you mean, but I thought I read that it was a mini series. I was like, oh, okay, well, they set it up that they could, but I didn't think they were going to. But I could be wrong.
I see what you mean. I didn't realize that. I hope they come back with it because I really want to see what's next for her. But you're right, they could easily end it where they ended it.
At the end of January, HBO confirmed that the flight attendant will be back for round two.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Basically, going to murder someone else. And then
I have no idea, but okay, the positive response really to murder. The show,
she didn't murder anybody. I know. No, the fun thing about that show is that basically she was always under suspicion of being something, and then at the end of the show, she's actually going to be that something, which I thought was a really cool story arc, and hopefully that doesn't spoil anything for anybody, but
I think it kind of just spoiled all of it, didn't it?
Well, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
I mean, really?
Way to go, BJ.
I mean, once you watch the first episode, you kind of figured, hopefully no one will remember what you just said.
Okay, good. There you go.
All right, Rev, if you got a favor from a celebrity, what is it? Who is it?
I'm going to go with Seth Rogen.
Oh, nice.
Is it weed-based?
Yeah. He just started his own weed strain or whatever.
That is such a shock.
Yeah, like his own business. So he's really stoked about that. So, yeah, it would be something like that. And calling those favors would be like, hey, you know.
Can I get some of that indica?
Basically.
See, and I would go for Seth Rogen to see if he can. Again, it's all about walk-ons. I want to walk on in the boys. That's why I would go with Seth Rogen.
For all the different things. I mean, he's doing so many different stuff. You have to imagine that eventually he'll do another project.
And it's a TV show called The Boys, not that you just want to walk in on some boys. I
mean, that's a really good point to make.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Phrasing. Vicky?
Definitely Robert Downey Jr., because you know he's got massive pull at Marvel. I want to be in an MCU movie or show or both.
I love how we're all just trying to except for Rev, he just wants weed.
Yeah.
The rest of us are going way unrealistic.
Well, duh, interesting. That's the point, right? Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow, you didn't go with John. You didn't go with I'm trying to think. I guess Robert Downey Jr. is one that got the most pull.
I feel like, he even gave his blessing with Tom Holland. I think he was part of the reason why Tom Holland got hired. So he got Spider-Man. I think he can put me in as a tiny little character somewhere.
Now I'm thinking of Jon Favreau, man, so I can get into The Mandalorian or any of those Star Wars shows they're doing.
He's in everything. He does, Marvel. He does, Mandalorian, Star Wars. He's done Elf. He does everything. So
he's got that chef show. You know what? I want Jon Favreau because we have a day. It would take me on your chef show. We'll go eat great food with some awesome celebrities. Then you can put me in a Marvel movie. Then put me in a Star Wars movie. Okay, I'm changing my mind. Sorry, Sonequa. Sorry, Patrick. It's Jon Favreau.
Just with Jon Favreau's shadow.
Yeah, that's all I want
to
be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.